Call W. Smith can be found on Focus from noon to 2 p.m. on 760 WJR. Now back to JR Morning with Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Is it you?
Is it me you're looking for?
I didn't know I was looking for you.
Well, here's your chance to win a trip to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire in the city.
That's going to be a show.
Of your choice. We've got flights, hotel, concert tickets, and premium VIP lounge access covered. It's your chance to sing along all night long with Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire, prize provided by Live Nation. All you got to do is text this hour's national keyword, hello, to 95819. That's H-E-L-L-O to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Play four times each day, weekday rather, for your chance to win. Official rules and more information at WJR.
See, if you would have sang that, I would have known what you were talking about. If you would have said, hello, is it me you're looking for?
Lloyd, nobody wants that on a Monday morning. Not one single person.
I would say any weekday morning.
No, that's not fair. That I don't appreciate. That's slanderous, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
Nobody wants to start their week like that. Everybody driving around this morning is like, thank you, Chris, thank you. Some great public service that you did by not singing that.
Okay.
We talked a little bit about the FIFA World Cup. It's starting in just a couple of days. And there is an awesome connection between what we are going to see on television and what we do here in the state of Michigan.
Didn't I always say it's always a Michigan connection?
There is always a Michigan connection.
It is.
Always. And this connection comes way by East Lansing and Michigan State University, because Dr. John Rogers, who's the professor of turf grass research, golf course renovations, and sports turf and golf turf management programs, also with the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University, he and his team are in charge of all of the pitches, Lloyd.
Wow.
The pitches.
Uh-huh.
Not the fields.
No, the pitches.
The pitches.
Yes.
For the FIFA World Cup, and Dr. John Roberts joins us. Professor, good morning. It's great to have you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Take us back a little bit, because I can't imagine that FIFA called you last week and said, hey, can you rile up some grass for us? What has this process looked like for you and your team?
Well, this probably started in 2019, and some would say it might have started in 1993-94, back with the Silver Dome.
Uh-huh.
But we've been going at this, and I will tell you first is that, you know, the University of Tennessee is a big partner in this, and it has a strong Michigan connection as well, because John Sorokin, who runs the Tennessee program, got his master's and PhD with me during this Silver Dome project. And so when they contacted him and said, hey, we're going to need some help, we might have bit off more than we can chew in terms of all this, the size of this particular event. That's when he came back to me and he said, can we get the band back together? So I appreciated the
wow.
I know Richie Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm kind of right there, you know.
Yeah.
So. Dr. Rogers, you know, most fans really never think about the field itself. How much can the quality of the grass impact the outcome of a match? I mean, could a poorly designed pitch actually affect the player's performance or increase the risk of injury?
Yeah. So these players are the best in the world and their expectations are very high. But the main expectation that they have is that they can have confidence that wherever they place their foot, they're going to get the reaction that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever that ball hits the ground or rolls, it's going to react like they want. And so when it's something short of that, you know, it starts to cast doubt in their mind. Mm-hmm. And then that can affect performance, not ignoring any of the injury or the outcome or anything like that. So the true, you know, one of the things that's great about this, and you think about just Michigan State and their football field, there has never been a situation where the football field changed the outcome of a game. Mm-hmm. And in a turf manager's world, that's all they want. They don't want their field to be talked about.
Right.
They want the game to be talked about.
Right.
How does a field that you know, world-class soccer players play on and what you have in East Lansing at Spartan Stadium, are they different types of grass? Is it more compact? Like, what are the differences between maybe a soccer field and a football field?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because that is one that we probably need to, you know, talk about as much as we can. And, you know, a football field, it's the same grass, fellas. It's the same grass, and it's probably not far off from the same root zone, and it's almost the same, you know, the same preparation of how we were going to build one. The difference becomes the intensity. And if you're golfers, I can use this in that I spend more time preparing the greens than I do the fairways. We all think they look great, but I spend a lot more time on the greens, and that is because of the ball roll. On a football field or at Comerica, where Heather does just a great job, the ball roll does not mean very much. In soccer, it means everything. It means everything. And so in a football field, I always tell people, if the ball hits the ground, you're going to hear a whistle blow pretty quick.
Right.
So that's the big difference, is the reaction of the ball. And so that's why we spent so much time. That's why we spent so much effort. That's why FIFA got asked us to help them. Now, we haven't built these fields. These fields have been built by others. We've done the research that gave the sod farms the recipe. We did the research that gave the construction companies the recipe to what to build. And then we held them to these tight standards. That's been our job. So I'm even more proud of our job than, you know, physically building one. I'm more proud of our scientists, because they worked under a tremendous amount of pressure, a time pressure, right? They're not going to move the start of the game. So you better have
the end. Right.
Doctor, is there a perfect soccer field, or are you constantly kind of balancing competing factors like, you know, climate and durability and, you know, the safety of the players?
Yeah, we haven't found that perfect field. You know, I'd like to think that we might break some ground, cool ground in this new soccer stadium we're going to build in downtown Detroit. I'd like to see if we can't do something pretty cool down there. But no, we haven't built the perfect one yet. And, whether or not we ever will. And part of the reason is because grass dies if it's abused, right? I mean, if I put, you know, it's just a living thing. So if I just put, you know, 14 concerts on it in a week, it's not going to live. It's not going to live. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we had that dirty word, artificial turf. But so we haven't really perfected that yet. So we've got some techniques and we've got some ideas, and the cool thing is, you know, this money from FIFA to help them solve this problem. Both Tennessee and Michigan State had the foresight to say, hey, now we got to take this and see if we can't push it to where it'll help all fields, and mainly including the high school fields. So, which is what we did last time in the Silverdome project. So very cool, very exciting. It's just disappointing that I'm 67 years old now, and I'm, you know, I don't know how much I have more left in me, but the future is really cool.
That's great.
Future sounds cool to me.
Well, it's important that we give you your flowers now, because
Absolutely. You're
right. When the games, when those whistles go, we don't want to be thinking about the turf.
No.
So we want to talk about all the work that has gone into this for years.
Yes.
Now. And by the way, I have a 8-year-old and a 4-year-old at home. Our grass has been abused. So if you do have a little extra time and you do want to just come over and take a look, you have a standing invitation.
I appreciate that very much.
Dr. John Rogers, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations. And we can't wait to see these things in action.
Okay, you guys be careful.
Yeah, all right, you got too. It. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate
you.
Yeah,
great guy.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get you caught up on what's happening with that Toledo Festival shooting. Steve Dolan, the retired assistant DPD chief, joins us on the other side. It's Jer Mooring.